Howdy there. How's it going? Hope you are doing so well. My name is Lockie, and you are listening to my podcast, Indie Music Diaries, which is my weekly diary entry podcast, which I've been doing for a little while now. And, you know, we chat all things from songwriting to the, you know, the struggles of being an independent artist and recording processes. And we've had guests along the way, man. If this is your first time listening, hey, thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoy the vibes. If you are a regular listener, I would like to give you a hug because I can't right now because we're in a pandemic. But thanks so much for sticking around. And you know what? I mean, this is, I will just apologize straight off the bat. I will apologize straight off the bat just in case this episode gets a little bit off the rails. And, you know, not in a crazy weird way, but just in a bit of a, this one might be interesting because I'm sort of heading into this scriptless, I guess. Not that I go into every single podcast episode with a script, but I have sort of at least a rough outline of what I'm going to be discussing and talking about, or even if there's a guest, I've got an idea of sort of what I'm going to be covering with that guest. And this episode is I think it was inevitable that I was going to do an episode like this. Here in New South Wales, Australia, we've been in lockdown for about three almost 4 months now. I think it's coming around to that. And this is a podcast episode from someone who has been in lockdown for that long and really starting to feel it. And I know a lot of you guys, I mean, we've pretty much all, I'm sure if you're listening, we've all experienced lockdowns obviously in the past 18 months, and it's a tricky time. And it's a funny thing. I mean, I'll just say, like, I've actually in the past have managed these lockdowns pretty well. Like, I've been okay. And I've been in a, where I am here, where I live is pretty fortunate in terms of, like, there hasn't been that many strict lockdowns. But this one we've been currently going through recently and still going through now, I'm starting to struggle with. And just, I mean, not struggle with, like, I'm getting by, but it's just a pain. And it's, and I'm not performing it at my normal level. But I still wanted to sit down here and deliver a podcast episode. So, I mean, this is going to be a bit of a sort of a diving into my sort of thought process and talking about some interesting things, especially about what I find interesting is how, you know, delivering when you're sort of not really feeling in the mental space. And, you know, again, I'll say this at the top too, but I was so close to not doing an episode today. And I actually went for a walk just before doing this podcast episode. And I almost, as crazy as it sounds, almost wanted to pull the plug on the podcast. And I'll explain that. I haven't because, look, we're here right now and you're listening to me right now. But for me as an artist, and I know, again, a lot of you guys listening are artists and sort of in that similar boat to me where we're sort of making our way through this wonderful, crazy world in music. It's incredibly competitive, and you hear a lot how, you know, one of the classic pieces of advice that, you know, musicians and major artists at the top of the game give is, you know, never give up, you know, have perseverance, blah, blah, blah. And you think, yeah, of course, like, you know, that's of course a good thing to have those qualities. And I'm starting to really see why that's such a big piece of advice that they give. And, you know, this isn't just in relation to the podcast, but just music in general. It's so easy, especially as a solo artist, to feel a bit directionless and to question what you're doing and question your own motives. And, you know, you can, that self-judgment really plays into everything you start to do. And to be totally authentic and real with you guys, that's sort of in the headspace I'm in right now, where I am currently figuring out what the fuck is going on. And I think that's okay. And again, I wasn't going to do this podcast episode, but this was a way for me to confront that what the fuck feeling and think my way through it in the form of a podcast. So I don't know if this is too weird for you. You don't have to keep listening, but I don't know. I mean, I think it's kind of cool because at the same time, like, I know a lot of friends and family have sort of been in a similar situation where they can feel really lost and really like, what the fuck, when it comes to not only what they're doing, but life in general. And I think it's a byproduct of this pandemic and this lockdown. And, you know, we're sitting at home, we're curled up in our rugs, got a cup of teas. I've got a cup of tea with me right now, keeping me nice and warm. And, yeah, I mean, you know, it's an interesting thing how, like, in our place of comfort, I actually was talking to a friend about this, in our place of comfort, like in our homes, that's when we're stuck in our homes, that's like when we go the most crazy, which is really, really interesting. It's almost like, hopefully this isn't too extreme to say, but like going outside, when you go to like dangerous locations in the world, that's dangerous to you physically, there's dangers to you physically. And then when you're in your place of comfort, your home, like where you live, and you're in there for a prolonged amount of time, it can be dangerous to you mentally, right? And I found that really interesting, that thought, because why is that so? Like, why is that a thing that if we're locked up in our homes, you know, the place that we've sort of, you know, created our own little space in? And actually, it's worth mentioning, actually, just a few days ago, you know, and again, maybe this is contributing to my current mental state, but I've recently actually moved into a new place by myself, which is actually very exciting, and it's been great setting it up and everything. And, you know, I'm really into the sort of the interior design and like setting things up in the right sort of, you know, formations. But yeah, in your home where you think you'd be most comfortable, it's like, oh yeah, cool, you know, you got your Netflix and everything. But people, you know, with mental health has become such a big thing, and again, we all know so many people, you know, ourselves and so many people around it have sort of dealt with mental health issues. It's becoming such a common thing. And again, I think almost this podcast is just another little thing to sort of bring light to it as well, to, you know, remind you guys that, you know, it's okay to feel a bit weird and a bit messed up, because you're certainly not alone. And that's the thing as well. I mean, it's so classic to feel like this is isolated to you. This is a feeling that can only be happening to you, sort of thing, right? And it does impact us in different ways. It affects people in different and unique ways. But, you know, collectively, we're all sort of in this together. And that brings me some comfort, actually, remembering that you know, it's not just me that's in lockdown. It's, you know, it's not just you listening that's in lockdown. If you are, I mean, potentially you're listening to this and hopefully you do have some freedoms and you know, you're getting outside. But yeah, just that togetherness is an incredibly important thing to remember as well. But yeah, I mean, going back to what I was sort of touching on before about, you know, continuing and persevering, which I find really interesting. I'm sort of coming face to face with that right now. And this podcast is a way for me now to, as I've mentioned in previous episodes as well, is that this is sort of like a diary entry for me. And it's interesting because, you know, I like to think I'm a musician first, and I will always be musician first. But I sort of just recently, I sort of sat back and, you know, looked back to, you know, past 12, 18 months, I've only released like 4 songs, but I've released, you know, almost 40 podcasts. And I sort of, you know, thought to myself, it's like, man, am I doing like the right thing? Is what I'm doing correct? And then sort of, I just actually realized this on my walk that I just had before recording this podcast, is that there isn't a right or wrong formula. I don't think there's a right or wrong way to doing it. You just have to make sure that you do persevere and that you, what you're doing is bringing you joy and bringing you passion. And, you know, again, I'll be honest, there's been times where even just in the podcast, in the 40 or so the episodes that I've done of this podcast, where some episodes have been a bit half-hearted. And I've sort of forced it out in a way, just in order to keep up with my schedules. And the thought has crossed my mind. I was actually talking to another friend about this, like a creative friend who we talk a lot of sort of creative things about. I think it's really good to have sort of friends that are in the same sort of, you know, the same sort of game that you're in, you know, in a, whether it's a creative sense or something else. Just talking to them about, you know, is how do I tell if I'm genuinely not invested or enjoying something, or if I'm just being lazy or having an off day, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's a feeling that has crept up a couple times where it's like, is this what I'm creating, or everything that I'm creating when it comes to music and content, is that genuine and authentic? Is this a true representation of me? And I think at the end of the day, I go back to something that I told myself when I set out on day one to do this solo music project, which, I mean, for me, I classify as January 1st, 2020. When I started off, I was under the name of Atlas Eyes, now, of course, under the name Lockie. And, you know, that mantra when I set out was to be incredibly authentic and real, because that's what I truly believe is people like to connect with, people that are genuine and people that are real. You know, we've lived in, you know, the past few decades or so, or like the past little while in sort of, especially, you know, in sort of like Western culture, I guess, like in the pop world, this pop scene, you know, bright lights, you know, flashy things, and, you know, artists on big stages, and it's all crazy. And that's really cool, and it's entertaining to watch. But yeah, we're even seeing it, you know, with social media, with places like TikTok, this raw, organic, you know, the creators that are down in the dirt just making, you know, really sort of like, you know, videos with their iPhone and just whacking it up are all of a sudden gaining all this popularity. And we're seeing a shift, I think, in the past sort of, you know, several years of the landscape of things when it comes to not just social media, but I think just the whole game in general when it comes to the arts industry, is that it's not about having perfection anymore. It isn't about that at all. And it's almost becoming an art form in itself, which I find really interesting. This organic form, this organic mode of creating things. And I think we're only just sort of scratching the surface now when it comes to that sort of style of creating, in my opinion. There's so much to come with that. And that's, and again, going back to sort of me and this podcast, that's again another thought that I'm taking with even this. It's like, it's okay if an episode like this, which is just a one-off episode where it's a bit of a retrospective sort of analysis of myself and my career and my mental state, you know, I think it's okay to have that, because it's that really organic sort of natural moment. And, you know, this isn't me sort of like, you know, as I've said, I'm literally not reading off the script. I'm literally just like staring at my computer screen, you know, seeing the waveforms of my voice being recorded into Logic Pro. So it's, this is currently just my thoughts, man. And it's a funny thought, because sometimes I look back and, think, I wonder what it'd be like. Like, I don't, obviously, I have no idea where my career is going to be in like, what, 10, 20 years time. But, you know, is someone going to come back and like listen to this episode of the podcast, or, you know, a specific episode of the podcast, or see a post that I've made and think a certain way of me? And, you know, especially with online stuff, that's a thought that sort of, I think, happens to a lot of people. But my thought process now is that this is all part of this long game that I'm playing, that I'm going through, where I'm sharing myself authentically. And, you know, obviously there's barriers there. I'm not revealing every single personal detail ever, but you get what I mean, right? Like, I'm not pretending to be someone I'm not. I'm just like, this is me. I enjoy making music, talking about music, and making content around music as well. And that's what it is, man. And that's what it is. So, I don't know. Have you been feeling the same way? We'd love to chat. We'd love to hear what you guys, if you guys have got any tips, if you've been going through something like this. Because I always like to hear, you know, about other people's experience and what has helped them and what has worked for them. And again, this probably hasn't been the most cohesive and well put together podcast episode, but at the end of the day, it's a podcast episode. So, man, it is Indie Music Diaries by Lockie. And who knows, if you maybe the year currently is 2032 and you were listening to this 11 years after the release. If so, hey, how's it going? Have we got hoverboards yet? Hover cars, whatever it is. I don't know. Isn't that funny how like in like 80s movies and stuff, they like thought we would have like flying cars by like the year 2000? And it's like, nope. Had like a Daihatsu Charade in 2000 or something. Earlier than that, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, man. Oh, it's so funny, dude. Anyway, hey, guys, I do appreciate you listening to this. And, you know, I'm saying that now because if you are listening to this right now, you are listening to this right now. That is a fact. And I appreciate you sticking by and you know, and supporting independent artists. And I'm so aware that I'm so early on in the journey, me personally. And I do want to reiterate as well that this, I don't want this to be, taken as just me sort of, you know, wanting to ramble on about myself. This is sort of me just diving into my experience and hoping that listeners out there can connect and sort of can relate to maybe some things and feelings. And yeah, man, this has been a slightly different episode, a bit of a deeper one, I guess, a bit of a messier one. But at the end of the day, we're all human. We are all human. So thanks so much for checking out the podcast. And we're doing these podcasts every single Wednesday. And it's an audio form that's on all the podcast platforms. So that's like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Google Podcasts. You can find the links to everything in my link tree down in the description of this podcast. Yeah, you can check me out on social media or you can check out some of my music. Man, I'm so excited just to keep creating things and keep making things. Just doing this podcast sort of gives me a little bit of a kick to sort of keep on going. So keep on going, guys. Thanks so much for checking out the podcast. Have a fantastic week. I genuinely mean that. I know I say that, but especially after an episode like this, I genuinely hope that if you're listening right now, you are doing okay and it's going to get good. It's going to get good. All right. I'll jump off now. See you guys later.